Jesus qualified as a mediator. In fact, Jesus has every qualification. As the mediator, as the go-between, he never lost a case. He has never arbitrated on behalf of anyone for whom he has not gained success. He is a victorious mediator. He is a victorious advocate. He is an attorney that succeeds every time. He is personally related to the judge who is his father, and he guarantees success to everyone who comes to him in faith. So our lesson this week, concentrating on the qualifications of our advocate and mediator, should bring us unbounded hope and courage. Part number one, his first qualification is that he is next of kin. He is our brother. He's our elder brother. He has the authority of being the elder brother. That is, he understands his family relationships. He has grown up with them. They have grown up with him. He understands every detail of their character. The Old Testament next of kin, Goel, kinsman redeemer, was the one who had to take charge of any of his relatives in need. Whatever the accusation, whatever the accused might be judged by his enemies to be worthy of, the kinsman redeemer must provide a haven of rest, an opportunity for him to show his true colors, and then his case was judged. Jesus Christ became our next of kin, understanding our nature after 4,000 years of sin. He calls upon his people to look at his mother, to look at his brethren, to look at his sisters. Whoever does the will of my Father, he is a relative of mine. As he overcame, we must overcome by faith in him. Part number two. His qualification is that he is completely identified with us. Today, he is within a human body. He has taken man's nature to the throne of God. Man cannot see God, but in Christ man sees God. Man cannot enter God's presence, but in Christ he is in God's presence. We are in Christ, in heavenly places, with him. And so he can be our faithful, understanding, compassionate high priest. He has taken our human nature, with all its weaknesses, with all its liabilities, but never yielded to sin. Weaknesses, fallen, sinful condition, are not falling and are not sinning conditions. His nature was such that he could be tempted in all points like as we are. And as we see the ascended Christ in heaven, bearing a sanctified human body, realizing that he has made the sacrifice to remain in this human body through incredible eternal ages, we discern in him not only what humanity can become, but the love that he must have for us in limiting himself to our humanity. Part number three, another qualification, he can be a special helper because he is experienced. Every circumstance in which any human being will ever find himself, Jesus has experienced. He's tempted in all points like as we are. So he is able to succor, he's able to help everyone who is tempted because he suffered being tempted. He wasn't overcome. But he had to suffer, he had to endure. And he demonstrates that circumstances are no masters. They need not deter us from being good or doing right. He was made perfect through suffering, specially designed by Satan in an environment that took 4,000 years to produce. He was at the nadir of human depravity. And his victory then in humanity is our assurance and guarantee. There is no temptation, no problem that we ever face, but is common to mankind. And Jesus has made a way of escape that we may bear it while we are escaping. Part number four. His qualification is that he was perfectly sinless. He is sinless as our example. He shows us how to be sinless. As we scrutinize the circumstances through which he passed, and they are not long, they are found in the Gospels. Let's say to ourselves, in this kind of circumstance, what is the road to victory? What example has he left? He is our mentor. He teaches us. He is the guarantee of victory, for he was victor. And he is the sharer, not remote, but proximate, near us, in us. We in him, we touch him. In him we live and move and have our being. He is as near to us as a breath, as a prayer. He dwells in us, and he is perfectly sinless. Nothing was found in his mouth, nothing was found in his heart, nothing was found in his mind. He committed himself to the righteous judge. And he invites us today in him, by faith, by love, by prayer, by supplication, so to live that we can live in him. Now his choices, he loved righteousness, he hated iniquity. These were choices he made. New every morning we are given opportunity to make these choices. To say, Lord, I lay my plans at your feet. Please help me. Please sustain me. Please help me to choose. And just as surely as we pray, his Spirit will dart that thought into our minds. And if we then, at the moment of temptation, say, Lord, help me, his grace that is there will give us the victory at that point. Part number five. In Jesus Christ were found a combination of justice and mercy. Justice he allowed to be meted out to himself. He identified with the sinner that was condemned to death, and he meted out the justice against himself. He judged that the sinner was worthy of stripes, and he bore the stripes in his own body. His justice was carried out against himself in Gethsemane, in Pilate and Caiaphas' judgment hall, and on Calvary. Then in mercy, he frees the sinner. He lets him go. He shared with him the victory that he gained. So on Calvary, in Christ, we see justice and mercy. Part number six, the focus of the lesson, in the end there will be a new song. Worthy is the Lamb, slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessing. Sevenfold ascription of worthiness to the Lamb who has died for us. As we think of the qualifications of our mediator, we should look to him with total love, total confidence, and total commitment.